For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Well, it's deja vu all over again and again. This from the New York Times. Medical marijuana advocate faces new U.S. indictment. A leading medical marijuana advocate who successfully appealed his federal conviction this year has been indicted on new criminal charges that include tax evasion and money laundering. The man, Ed Rosenthal, a well-known spokesman for the movement to legalize marijuana, was already facing a retrial on federal charges of growing. It accuses Mr. Rosenthal, 61, of 14 felony charges that include cultivating marijuana plants, laundering $1,850, which the government says he got from selling the plants to medical dispensaries, and tax evasion. His tax returns, prosecutors said, omitted income from the sale of the plants. Reached last week at his home in Oakland, Mr. Rosenthal said he thought the efforts to prosecute him were part of a campaign to shutter medical marijuana sites in California and to subvert the state law allowing them. Quote, "They want to shut me up. They are vindictive. They don't like anybody beating them, and they will go after you again and again until they wear you down." End quote. The state and federal government have been locked in a legal and cultural battle over the medicinal merits of marijuana since 1996, when California voters approved a ballot measure giving seriously ill patients the right to buy and use the drug with a doctor's prescription. The Drug Enforcement Agency has been aggressive in investigating medical marijuana facilities. Last week, the authorities raided and closed five Bay Area sites, arresting 15 people. A spokesman for the United States Attorney's Office, Luke McCauley, would not comment on the new indictment, but said, quote, "Drugs are a priority for the Drug Department, being that marijuana is illegal under federal law," end quote. The new charges against Mr. Rosenthal are similar to those in a 2002 federal indictment. At the time, Mr. Rosenthal worked for the city of Oakland and was sanctioned under city and state laws to grow marijuana plants and sell them to the dispensaries. He was convicted by a jury, but a federal appeals court overturned the decision, citing juror misconduct. He was granted a new trial and prosecutors were moving forward, but the new federal indictment supersedes the earlier one.
Reefer madness! Reefer madness!
And now for a quick little story from Reuters. It seems that in Afghanistan, the Canadian troops are having a hard time. They stumbled across an unexpected and potent enemy, an almost impenetrable forest of 10-feet-high marijuana plants. The challenge is that marijuana plants absorb heat and energy very readily. It's difficult to penetrate with thermal devices, and as a result, you have to be careful that the Taliban don't dodge in and out of those marijuana forests. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.